Tonight, we're talking about a subject that perhaps isn't talked about as often as it should, and is potentially one of those subjects that you don't necessarily come into contact with or have to deal with until it happens to somebody that you love. We're talking about funeral services today, and specifically with White Rose Funerals, based in Ilkley. I have Stephen and I have Suzanne. Hello, both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
So the fact that, I mean, you're in an industry, so you're quite used to talking about funerals and people passing away. Is it, I presume, often quite a tough thing for people to have a conversation about and to deal with?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people don't want to talk about death or dying, but it is something that happens to everyone. So we try and encourage people to be as upfront and approach us about anything that they want to know.
Is there a sort of one size fits all? Do you have a funeral that you kind of go, this is how we do it, this is the process you'll go through? Is it very much somebody has to make a decision on every little bit? How does the whole process work at White Rose?
No, it's not a one size fits all. It's basically we tailor every funeral to each family. It's always bespoke, even for families who are wanting the simplest of funerals, or for families who can't really afford for really expensive, extravagant funerals. Even, you know, the simplest things are tailor-made for each family.
Funerals are a celebration of life. I think that's something that sometimes gets lost in translation, that they are all about saying what a wonderful person this person was. We're very sad to see them go, but let's see them out in style. Are there any sort of unusual or fabulous funerals that you have organised that you think that was really a celebration of that person and that was a special day?
Oh yeah, we've had lots of funerals where families have requested for special things for their loved ones, and that could be from the colour of the coffin, for postbox red colour, bright yellow. We've done a funeral where the family have requested strobe lights to be put round coffin, inside the coffin, because the family member liked to rave, yeah. Picture coffins, where you get pictures of all the friends and family and you can put it on the coffin. Everything's tailor-made. We've had some really lovely funerals, haven't we?
Obviously, that's the extravagant and making a statement to how that person's personality was. But then we have the other flip side, where we've had the big wicker coffins with the beautiful vines and flowers weaved all the way around, and in the back of a motorbike hearse. And we've had some fantastic things. And yeah, I think people do forget it's a celebration of life, and it is sad, but giving them that send-off.
Absolutely, and I think the most recent one that I remember doing is a funeral for a family. They requested for a wicker coffin, and they didn't want any minister, they wanted to do it themselves. And we went to the green burial site in Skipton, didn't we? And the family asked us to dress in casual clothes, and the family came along and they put their own flowers on, which they got from the garden, and they basically run the service themselves, didn't they? They stood in a semicircle, dogs came, pets came. And one by one, each family member stood out at one at a time and said, "Mum, fabulous person, she did this, she did that," and then they'd step back. Yeah. Then somebody else would step forward.
Everyone had a story to tell, and it was really nice. Yeah. There was just like sheep roaming around, and it was very chilled and just pretty.
Now, when it comes to people getting in touch to arrange a funeral, it's just you two who work at White Rose Funerals, so it will definitely be you, Suzanne, and or you, Stephen, both of you possibly, that are helping people through this process, which is undoubtedly a really hard time in their life, but an important one, I suppose, to get right. How can people get in touch, and how's best to contact you?
We are on call 24/7. Even if it's not an emergency, we say to our families, like, if you need us and you're having a bad time and you need to talk, you ring me at midnight. It's fine. Sometimes you've answered the phone at midnight and been on the phone till 1 o'clock, just reassuring people and just being there.
Yeah, and we've also introduced a new thing recently with live chat on our website.
Okay, so if people can't actually you know, verbally have that conversation.
Yeah, because we have it where we answer the phone as White Rose Funeral Service, and the person on the other end of the phone is trying to say, "Mum's died or Dad's died, can we arrange a funeral?" But it doesn't quite come out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of questions they want to ask. But the new live chat facility that we've launched enables people to go onto the website, log on, click the button, and they write a question, and we can respond to that.
That's a really good idea, actually. That makes the first step as really as easy as it can be. So I presume if people just search online for White Rose Funerals, they will find you?
Yeah, we come up straight away. Yeah.
Okay. You're based in Ilkley, but cover a huge amount all over the place. You were saying you've been, you know, down to Manchester, you've done stuff in Harrogate, in Skipton, all over the place.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're more than accessible for everybody who listens to Stray FM. Suzanne and Stephen, thank you so much. Find that phone number online, I presume, but do you want to give it to us just in case someone's there with a pen and paper?
Yeah, it's 01943 969 556.
That's 01943 969 556.
Hey, she was born to be on the radio. Both of you, thank you very much.
Thank you.